So welcome, everyone, to January 22nd Blessing Call. I apologize about that mailer that went out saying that it was the 23rd. I usually do a lot of my work very, very late at night. And I looked at my computer, and it said the 21st. No, it said the 22nd. But I didn't realize that it had already crossed the midnight mark, so that we were already in Sunday at the time I did that. So I just added one day to it. And I guess that's what I get for working late at night when I'm sleepy and not reading all the details accurately. But I'm glad that you saw through my little glitch there, because you know that we have our meetings on Sunday, and it's a very special time when we come together, and I think so many people are now becoming close friends and close blessing buddies. And I really want to talk about the fact that there actually is strength in numbers. That's not to say that we're not unique. It's not to say that when we're out on our own, lost in the jungle of life, we cannot say our prayers, ask for and expect help personally from the Creator, from Yeshua, the Holy Spirit. We can, and we do receive a constant watchful eye. At the same time, being human as we are trying to tune in to many, many environmental events, shall we say, that fall upon our many perceptual faculties and capacities. And we have way more than just five senses. We've got a sense of gravity. We've got internal senses for what's going on in our body. We've got a sense of anticipation and danger. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I believe the last charting of all the senses we have is well over 100 sensations, temperature being, of course, one of the obvious, but it's not one of the five senses. So we're so tuned into the environment. We're picking up all kinds of frequencies and vibrations. And have you ever noticed that when you have a problem, when you're hurting, when you're disoriented, you talk to someone who really cares about you, and all of a sudden, a big, huge chunk of that problem goes away? And it's not because your friend or your loved one had the answers. The real secret is that you and your friend tuned in to a common frequency, which has been given to us as humanity to do our higher best work and to be in the highest best attunement with our Creator. And our highest and best attunement for the purposes that we came here to do. And so you put two people together who are of a common frequency, and it's like the tuning fork setting off the vibration in another. And this, of course, is basically what Yeshua was teaching when he said, "When two or more come together in my name, I am there." And it's not that he's not with us always. Anyway, he is. But when we have this attunement that is so well focused, we pick it up better. I think we have a number of people on the call that probably share my generational experience, which began in the 40s before there was ever television. And when even radio was not always a clear signal, sometimes it would be static. And I remember my dad fine-tuning. Even when he got the right channel, he was looking at the right radio station, he would tune in to get the static off the line. Well, see, we have a built-in antenna. And what happens when we get off purpose, when we get confused, when we get misdirected in life, and let's say we start blaming other people instead of being focused on our own sense of responsibility, or we blame other things, or we just kind of fall a little bit lower in our consciousness, we lose connection with our own inner radio station, our own inner frequency. And have you noticed that when you get into that state of, well, shall we just say loss of focus, everything goes worse? Those are not just bad hair days, those are your bad luck days. Those are the days when the traffic is worse on the road. You leave late, you get there at the wrong time, you don't meet the person you really intended and hoped for meeting. You went to bed early, got up early thinking that that thought, that idea you need will just pour down through your consciousness, and it didn't. You have the bad dreams, the nightmares. Well, you're off of your line of attunement. Now, by contrast, have you ever noticed, and I'm sure you have, I just want to call your attention to the fact that when you're really, really, what we say tuned in, what we're really, first of all, tuned into is our own inner God-given frequency of love that identifies who we are on our personal radio station, and then you're tuned in on the frequency of energy that's pouring in for you. You do that, and, oh, man, I mean, you could go out in bumper-to-bumper, four-lane traffic, and somehow you just don't get stopped. You could be worried about a problem, and you turn around, and there's the answer. It is just amazing. You may think you have some deadly disease, and you've been diagnosed with it while you were in your state of chaos. You go into focus within minutes, hours, or at least days. Your body knows what to do, and it's gone. It's just gone. You see, there is something miraculous inside you. It has to do with the nature of your creation and who you are, which is why Yeshua said the most important thing to know is that love is who you are, not what you do. The world has us very, very distracted upon judging our actions as being loving or unloving. But the fact is, sometimes you have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And you can, we could get so carried away, we worry about, well, did I really do a loving thing? There was this person, let's say, in your office, and the person was just not happy and not performing, and you could tell it was not the right job, the right person. You had to let go of the person. And they were very, of course they were unhappy about being let go. But then you look down the road 6 months from there and you find that that person found the right job because she moved to another town. She found the right relationship and everything is better with her kids. And she's making more money. And so, yeah, there was a little bit of hurt at that moment. That's what I mean by you sometimes have to, well, not sometimes, you really do have to crack some eggs to make an omelet. Which is why you're not, we cannot focus entirely and only upon loving deeds. We have to come from a place of love within ourselves that knows how to trust ourselves, even when we can't see the consequences. Because sometimes in life we drive down some very curvy roads, and our headlights don't curve. Light travels in a straight line. Life flows in curves. That's an interesting kind of conundrum or contradiction, you might say, to the fact that we are beings of light. We're literally condensations of light. And as Yeshua said, you are the light of the world. Light always travels in straight lines. And if we really focus upon that one principle, idea, and thought, we have a huge explanation for how we can elevate our responsibility in life, for what consciousness is all about and what faith is all about. And here's it. And that is that light always, in all of its forms, whether it's radiant energy, perceivable energy, or energy that can only be perceived in a photon microscope. Light always travels in straight lines. Even when it's a particle and it's appearing sequentially, it still appears sequentially in straight lines. So light travels in straight lines. That tells us something about ourselves. And that is that we're at our best when we're on purpose. When we have a purpose, we follow our purpose, and we don't waver from that purpose until first we sit down and consider, all right, is this the right purpose for me? And we make a deliberate consideration or change or redirection of that purpose. Then it's okay to turn the corner, go in another straight line. But that's a point of responsibility. It's a point of choice. And it's very important that we make the choices of our life so we can choose the highways we travel on. But now, as we travel on these highways of life, we're doing it in a universe that has a lot of curvy paths. And that straight line can't always see around the curvy paths. So this is where consciousness has to be a far more embracing, shall we say, preoccupation, not just mental thinking, because, and this is where we've got to go beyond the brain mind, because the brain mind, the left brain, and left brain type thinking, the linear associations have been programmed into us, and we use them to help guide us on this beam of light that we're traveling on. But light doesn't travel around corners. So we have to have a much broader spectrum of consciousness in which we can use intuition, in which we can use prior experience, we can call forth inner knowledge, and we call forth alignments with other people who bring us other perspectives and other inputs, other sources of feedback. And last but certainly not least is the power of faith. And this really is where faith and consciousness work together. Now, and I think this is probably the most demonstrative difference between faith and belief. Beliefs can be anything. And I'd say it well over half of our beliefs are probably negative, such as, I can't do this. I'm not able to do this. I wasn't equipped to do this. No, I'll never be able, and so forth and so on. Or this person hates me. They'll never cooperate with me. At least half of our beliefs are negative. But every single one of your beliefs is target directed. Whether it's, I want this new home, I want this new job, or I can't do something. They're all target directed, which means they're all actually rather linear. Even if they're just a little bit wobbly, they're really primarily linear. Faith, however, is an encompassing state of being that knows from inside yourself that there's a part of yourself that literally penetrates, permeates, embraces, and encompasses the best that life has to offer to bring back to you like bread on the water. And it's not blind by any means. You have many, many senses that can help feed your faith. It doesn't always feed the five dominant senses, because you can't always see with your eyes that for which you have faith, or hear with your ears. But those who have greater eyes and greater ears to hear with greater senses are filled in their faith to have a greater certainty in life. And that certainty is an unbreachable, unbreakable expansion of consciousness. You can read about faith and consciousness in the keys of Yeshua. It's in the chapter called The Courage to be Conscious. Now, that, of course, is what we do in the blessing call, is that we come together as a family, as friends, but friends that reach out to new friends and new friends and new friends, and it doesn't matter if we don't know your name or have never seen your face. We call you in. These calls are free. They're meant to be given to everybody and anybody who would just want to check in. And we welcome you. We embrace you with our faith and our love, and know that somehow, because we have all come together, that antenna and that frequency of energy that is here to make your life better will flow into a clearer signal for you to pick up and apply in your life to strengthen your consciousness and build your faith. And we welcome you. Thank you for coming. If you're new, I'll go over the parameters of how it happens. It's an energetic conveyance. While the conveyance is happening, there are no words. I will say my invocation to Yeshua, because I think it's only appropriate that we express our thanks. Beyond that, just be in your heart. Pray as you would pray, according to your understanding of prayer. For some people, it's silent. For some people, it's with words. It varies. It can. For some people, it's with song. Some people, it's with dance. However you pray, pray for 3 minutes. And in those 3 minutes, an energetic conveyance will occur, after which I want you to go and rest. Don't think, because if you think, you'll activate this linear mind again. And what we want to do is to give you an opportunity to just be in a receiving mode where your body, heart, mind, and soul can fill with this energy. Now, there's one other little piece, and that is take your shoes and socks off, at least most definitely your shoes. If you're in very, very cold country, you can keep your socks on. Better for the future to have natural fibers, though, because the natural fibers connect more directly and with the earth. The earth will be, you will be pulling energy up from the earth, and you will be pulling energy down from your head, through your head from the cosmos, and it will flow through your body to into the earth, back from the earth, and through your body again, spinning around in your heart in kind of a clockwise direction. This is why I want you to be in your heart. This is where the most powerful transmission of the blessing occurs. This is where you will encounter Yeshua and meet him. Now, those of you who have Christ sent, I would highly recommend that you use it wherever it's comfortable for you. I put a little bit on my heart because it strengthens my heart. The other thing is, be sure and drink water while we're getting ready for the blessing conveyance. If you haven't already had a glass of water, have water. And I can't understate that. I mean, I don't know what's wrong. I must be in a little bit of a dyslexic state today that I keep saying my words backwards. I can't overstate that enough. Drink plenty of water, because a great deal of fire that you don't see or recognize as fire will be pouring through you. And what does fire do with water? It evaporates it. And we don't want you to be low in water at the time the blessing is finished, because the water helps to expand the blessing through all the cells of your body. So while I take a drink of water, it would be wonderful if somebody would come on the call. I've been waiting and waiting, and I know what you're up to. You think if you don't get on my queue, I'll keep talking. But I basically said what I wanted to say today, and you could do me a great favor giving me an opportunity to take a drink now. So I see someone's on, and it's an anonymous call, so I can't welcome you in person, but you know who you are. You're on.
Hello, it's Yvonne here from Holland.
Oh, hi, Yvonne, and welcome.
Thank you. I just checked in again, and I wanted to greet everyone and share that that the energies of 2012 are really uplifting and moving forward in a very gentle and loving manner. And I have the privilege of going on a pilgrimage with Soul Family to Egypt to do some completions of past lives and connections and everything. So just wanted to share that with you all.
Well, congratulations on your trip. And yes, I agree. I think the energies of 2012 are actually more peaceful than the energies of 2011.
Yes.
If we think about all the upheavals in the world in 2011, if we think about all the confrontations, revelations, surprises, and so forth that were part of 2011, I think we dealt with a lot of issues that now will make it more peaceful for us to assimilate the answers. You see, in, to get right down to the bottom line, I think 2011 was the year of big questions, and 2012 will be the year of big answers.
Mm, absolutely. And it was like I worked through my shadow side, and now, you know, when you get back to neutral, you start looking at the skies and at the beauty and at the love, and, you know, all the hard work and the struggle has been left behind. So,
oh, it's so true, Yvonne, and thank you for saying that. And do you feel more attuned to life because of the blessings?
Yes, I haven't been tuning in to you specifically, but Jeshua is a friend of mine, so I tune in regularly, directly.
Well,
so,
same deal.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for speaking up, Yvonne, and I see other people are coming. A lot of people are coming on the call right now, so I would imagine they're coming on more specifically timed for our blessing, which will begin in about 6 minutes. But we've got 6 minutes to share communications, questions, answers, and it's a great way to hear more from me in ways that are tailor-made to your needs. So,
well, thank you for everything you're doing, Glenda.
You're welcome, Yvonne. And Yvonne, you know, if you are not familiar with our Christ Blessing Group on Facebook, that would be a great place for you to go and connect with a lot of people, where you can find other, you can find blessing givers. And also, I suppose if we're just, since no one else has come on the line, I'll just make another announcement, and that is later today, those of you who took the Energy of Life course and the Better Life course, which is extremely relevant for 2012 and the rest of your life, we are doing a little refresher brush-up course during the first 2 weeks of February. And I'm check your inbox, because I'm going to be sending out an announcement. And also, for those of you who have wanted to take those courses and missed them, we now have them formatted to be able to be taken online with all of the recordings and all of the lessons that you may download to an MP3 or print on your computer and take the course at your leisure. So don't think you missed the course. You can still get it, and all you have to do is go to www.lovewithoutend.com, click on the online store, and then the and then on the seminars online seminar button. It will take you right there, and you can enroll. And we would just I can't really say how important I can't overstate how important the both of these courses are. And it really doesn't matter which one appeals to you first, A Better Life or the Energy of Life. The energy of life is a little more technical about how our universe is put together and why there have been no scientific definitions of energy, and why actually we can move mountains sometimes easier with our thoughts and our words than we can with a bulldozer. It's all energy. And the remaining unanswered questions lie in the field of the energy of life. Finding out what that energy is and connecting with it is one of the most important and valuable things you can ever do for yourself. I see Mary's on the phone. Hi, Mary. Let me just clear the line for you. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. You know, I just wanted to say I'm so grateful every single Sunday for these calls. This really, I just can't thank you all enough. Everybody on the call and Glenda, your continual inspiration and the gift of this blessing. I have invited friends to come on the call today, and it's just such a joy to share the gift of this community. So thank you all so much. And I wanted to say, a while back, I thought it was so precious and beautiful that you had received a message and guidance from the Blessed Mother. And I just feel her essence so much these days. I feel like I just take hold of her hand, and I feel her as well during the blessing. And I wondered if you could comment a little bit on her energy coming in.
Well, you know, I feel I have felt the same thing. Now, I have had two or three visitations with Mary, and of course, as you know, I've painted a couple of three paintings of her, which you can see on lovewithoutend.com. But I did not ever feel at liberty to center messages around her because, well, A, she didn't give me messages to give. She has for others I know. And it seemed as though the time was just not right. But right at the end of 2011, I felt this peace come over the earth. And it was a peace that I knew was, it was like a sweet blanket of love and caring and a sweet blanket of family and unity. And it felt so much like her that I really was inspired to release the fragrance that I, to create and release. I had to find the ingredients first of the fragrance I feel when she's with me. And I think, in fact, she is a very important part of the sense of unity that many people are feeling right now.
Mm-hmm.
More than that, I really can't say, Mary, but I'm so glad that you are feeling this connection. And those of you who share Mary's experience probably would want to get some of our essential oil blend, Blessed Mother. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah, I am actually looking forward to doing that, to getting that blend. And I feel the same way, Glenda, that you do. It does feel like a blanket of sweetness and a blanket of peace. And I just, I feel her essence so strongly, and especially this year. It just has been such a shift from I don't know, kind of turbulence into a steadier, more consistent calm, as the blessing itself helps me to feel. It's really, and it's just, I have such gratitude for this community, and this is my communion and my holding hands with you all across the world. So just thank you again and again, every single person on this call, and I am just spilling over with gratitude. I just love you all and thank you.
Well, thank you. We love you too, Mary. Thank you for being here and for bringing others. And I really want to encourage others to do the same. And I also want to say this in gratitude to Yeshua for providing these blessings, and that is that not everyone in the world is experiencing the level of peace that all of you are.
Mm-hmm.
That some of the level of peace is coming because not only through our blessing, but through other blessings, and through, as Mary was saying, her feeling of Mother Mary. There's a blanket of peace being offered to anyone who will accept it. And so thank you for coming and receiving, because in accepting peace, accepting the love that's happening, we each make a difference in the world. And so it's time to begin our blessing, and I'm going to take us out of our Q&A mode and return us back to our mute mode so that we can begin. And as we do this, we will begin our blessing. Any blessing giver who would like to join us, please feel welcome to do so. If you need to receive a blessing, then do that as well. And I will begin my invocation to Yeshua. I ask that you begin your receiving by simply relaxing your attention from your mind and dropping it into your heart. Dear Yeshua, thank you so much for being with us, for being the one who is with us always as we drive around the curves of life, that still helps us to walk on a straight line toward the fulfillment of our purpose on this earth, knowing that essentially it is love and the unfolding of love from which we were created. Thank you for being with us in our moments of need, whether it be scarcity or pain or disruption, whatever the need may be. Thank you for assuring us that truly in the end we have no needs, for all needs belong to the illusionary scarcity that has been created somewhere in our consciousness that has told us that we have no other options. All we have to do is count the stars in the sky, the grains of sand on the ocean, to know there is no scarcity. There are so many people waiting to be our friend, waiting to love us. There are so many new options for creativity. There are so many ways to heal. But most of all, we heal, and we are made whole, and we are returned to our love when our love and the love of God is one. Thank you for being here in this blessing and helping us to attain that point of majestic unity. Amen. energetic transmission is complete. Now go and rest for 7 minutes. Assimilate. May God be with you. God loves you, and so do I. Bye-bye. Until next week.